under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, November 3rd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The MEDC, Michigan Economic Development Corporation. This is something that started this agency back in April of 1999, under then Republican Governor John Engler's administration. It started off with basically a 10-year commitment. That was the contract originally started back then. This thing, this past April of 2025, has been around for 26 years. From Engler to Jennifer Granholm, 8 years of Granholm, then 8 years of Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, and now basically 7 years of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Question was asked in MERS News Service, how did the MEDC, which started, again, under a Republican governor, John Engler, April of 1999, become the monster that Republicans want to slay? Well, I'm going to give you my opinion, short answer, in this short first segment, but we're going to get into the details. Engler started it. Granholm then started the twisting of it. Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly continued the twisting to end up giving it to Gretchen Whitmer. And being a lawyer, she went through it and basically found how to give our taxpayer dollars to this Michigan Economic Development Corporation, this entity, this animal, and began to feed it our taxpayer dollars, who then in turn turned around and started giving the money to her Democrat corporation friends or her Democrat friends that wanted to start new corporations. This was all part of her economic development agenda. Well, I say that over the last 7 years, this thing has become extremely corrupted, and is basically now a money laundering scheme used by the governor, used by the head, Quentin Messer Jr., CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and there's stories about it as to why I say that. We're going to get into the stories. But there's one Republican that is formally introduced a 53-bill package. Republican Senator Thomas Elbert, Republican of Lowell, Michigan. We're going to get into his bill package. We're also going to get into the facts as to why I say it's become a money laundering scheme. Short break. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, diving into this MERS News Service story. How has the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, become the monster that Republicans want to slay? In recent years, the MEDC has been scrutinized for awarding grants to corporations from Michigan's now expired Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. Again, a new fund created by the governor and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to take our taxpayer dollars and basically give away free money. Many of these proposed projects were protested by residents and sometimes awarded to businesses that actually downsized their job creation promises. Downsized? Some of them did not create any jobs whatsoever, but they took the money and there was no accountability. There was no follow-up and there was no clawback provisions in the grants. You could take the money, not even have to open up the business you were given the money to open, not hire one person, but yet keep the money. And most of these grants were given to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's political friends and or business corporations that ended up donating back to Democrats. One of the best examples is a legislative grant that was supposed to be managed by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation with Quentin Messer Jr. as the CEO. That's now being investigated by Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. $20 million grant. Here you go, free money. Was given to Faye Baydoun, a longtime Democratic donor back in 2022. The money was supposed to be used to build an international business hub attraction company. From all over the world, including the Middle East. This is what Faye Baydoun was given $20 million to do. Did she do it? No. She squandered the money first. Detroit News, I think it was Craig Mauger that broke this story. She spent $4,500 on a coffee maker. She began paying herself a $550,000 a year salary and other self-benefiting items. Not doing what she was supposed to do. She went out and leased an office. She never staffed it. She didn't even put office furniture in it. But she signed the lease and prepaid the lease. Well, one senator is fed up. Thomas Albert, Republican of Lowell, said in a press release, quote, "The Michigan Economic Development Corporation has failed massively and is beyond repair. They have wasted billions of taxpayer dollars on risky corporate giveaways and suspect grants to their politically connected recipients. It's time to shut down the MEDC. Retain only those programs with a proven track record and ensure decision-making for taxpayer-funded projects have accountability." After another House subcommittee spent the better part of an hour questioning the entity's worth this week, Michigan Economic Development Corporation spokesperson Danielle Emerson tried to reset the conversation. Why? Because her job is at risk. she's going to have to go out into the private sector and find another job. But listen to what she tried to change the conversation to. We here at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation continue to focus on securing advanced manufacturing investments. What does that mean? Spending our taxpayer dollars to lure manufacturing into the state of Michigan. Certain areas we're looking at, electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles, to position Michigan at the forefront of the mobility revolution as it evolves and adapts to market conditions within this upcoming decade and beyond. We will continue doing all we can to bring good-paying jobs and economic opportunity to Michiganders everywhere, end quote, said Danielle Emerson, spokesperson for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Danielle, I got a very simple question for you. Where exactly in Michigan's state constitution does it say that it is a function and a role of Lansing state government to do economic development? Where? Where in the Constitution does it call for it? Oh, that's right. It doesn't. This started under Engler, continued under Granholm, got worse under Snyder-Kelly, and has gone absolutely nuclear off the tracks under Whitmer. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation was brought up last Wednesday at a Republican debate among 2026 gubernatorial candidates who questioned the number of jobs and the amount of actual investment that has come from the dollars that could have been spent on other priorities. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, the first place winner of the Michigan Republican Leadership Conference straw poll on Mackinac Island, said day one of his administration, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is done. This corrupt organization giving away money to Whitmer's special friends and handouts. Those kinds of favors need to end, said Nesbitt. Candidate Carla Wagner, founder, executive director of the Axe My Tax ballot effort, said she does think programs like the MEDC need to be eliminated. Quote, we have more than enough business here in Michigan. And unfortunately, we do seem to pay other companies a lot of money to come here in Michigan. We give them tax abatements, specifically property tax abatements. We offer them grants and money to offer to these companies instead of companies already here in Michigan. We give it to companies that might come to our state. I don't know why government is giving out our taxpayer dollars to private industry. Unbelievable. Wagner said perhaps small business loans or grants need to be given to businesses already located in Michigan. Maybe they can hire more people and get people off of unemployment benefits. Well, another candidate, Ralph Rebant, he ran for governor in 2022, said if elected, absolutely. We're going to close it immediately, 100%. It's gone. Brebant went on to say, the next attorney general is going to do, under my suggestion, prosecute people who have been misusing our money. For example, mentioned a 2008, this was back under Jennifer Granholm, attempt to bring filmmaking to Michigan with a 42% tax credit. You remember back down in Allen Park, Michigan, they were going to take empty buildings and turn them into Hollywood-type studios. Everybody was excited. And guess what? Not one movie was made there. Well, MERS News Service spoke with former Republican Senator Ken Horn of Frankenmuth. He led the Senate's economic development community back when he was in office. Horn was the lead sponsor behind the SOAR Fund legislation. Horn served in the House from 2007 through 2012 and from 2015 through 2022 in the Senate. He said the term corporate welfare came from the far right wing of the Republican Party. He expressed while Republicans campaign on jobs, 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 his party struggles to actually have a plan to attract them. So you're going to throw money at it, Ken? Here's the plan. It's so very, very simple. Get rid of taxes in the state of Michigan. Personally, I think the Axe My Tax, elimination of property taxes in our state constitution needs to happen. Eliminate personal income tax. By eliminating the income tax, you could actually raise the sales tax, which is absolutely the best, most solid performer when it comes to revenue generation in our state. Not only residents could choose what to buy and when they wanted to buy it to pay a sales tax, but we can also get all the tourists to pay it as well. Take that money and give it back to the counties. Cut the budget, eliminate 3,000 state employees at a minimum. Personally, I'd like to see 20% completely eliminated. We're over, 44,000 state employees? Eliminate 8,800 jobs in the next budget. Open up electricity to competition and absolutely make Michigan the place to come. That's how you attract jobs, jobs, jobs. You don't do it by giving them our taxpayer dollars with grants that they never, ever use the money for. We'll continue a few more